You're listening to SBS News.
Masks will be compulsory on public transport in Greater Sydney for the next 5 days. They're also recommended in indoor public venues in Sydney. This comes after one new local case of COVID-19 was reported, a man in his 50s who attended Bondi Junction Westfield at the same time as the original positive case, a driver transporting international flight crew. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chan says it's concerning that the man acquired the virus through what appears to be a fleeting contact, as revealed on CCTV footage.
And obviously my concern level has gone up a little bit today because of the fact that I'm aware that a shopping, transmissions occurred, most likely to have occurred in a shopping centre. And I understand that people may not have all religiously checked in, people may not be conscious that you went shopping or even conscious which settings. And that's why I'm asking for particular vigilance.
Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the new measures are proportionate.
It is evolving, and I think the public gets that. If suddenly there's a number of cases that emerge which we didn't expect from unlinked sources, well, then that will cause us concern and we'll have to go further. At this stage, we feel what we've done and said is enough, and the public does respond. You notice as you're moving around that public, everyone self-regulates.
Western Australia, South Australia and Tasmania have closed the border to anyone who attended virus exposure sites, while Victoria has closed the border to residents of certain Sydney Council areas. Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says anyone in Victoria contemplating a trip to Sydney should reconsider. Queensland's declared the whole of the Waverley area in Sydney as a hotspot. No one who's been in a declared COVID-19 hotspot in the last 14 days will be allowed into Queensland. Melburnians are also banned from Queensland for at least another week. New Zealand says quarantine-free travel will continue with New South Wales for now, despite the cases in Sydney. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern told the Nine Network that may change if there is a lockdown.
We stay in really close contact. If they have enough concern to impose restrictions or to themselves go into a form of lockdown, then we then respond at our border. But as you can see at the moment, keeping watching briefs, staying in touch with health officials, of course telling travellers that if they are covered by areas of interest, then they need to remain isolated over in Australia rather than travelling. But at the moment, we're keeping travelling moving with New South Wales.
Chief Health Officer Paul Kelly is reassuring Australians that coronavirus vaccines are safe after a lift in the age recommendations for AstraZeneca. The federal government's vaccine rollout will now offer people under 60 the Pfizer vaccine after new advice from the expert panel on immunisation. More than 840,000 people under 60 who've received their first dose of AstraZeneca are being encouraged not to cancel their follow-up appointments. Government frontbencher Peter Dutton told the Nine Network the small risk of rare blood clotting is greatly reduced with the second dose.
The advice is very clear in relation to those people who have had the first jab and not had an adverse reaction, that there should be no doubt about them getting the second jab. And that's incredibly important, particularly for people over the age of 70. And that advice we adhere to. Doctors around the country are saying exactly that, and people should talk to their GP.
The general practitioners are reporting mass cancellations and rescheduling requests of AstraZeneca appointments after the government accepted the advice to confine it to Australians over 60. The change has led to concerns there'll now be even more pressure on already constrained Pfizer supplies. But Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says more Pfizer doses are on the way.
Pfizer has been a remarkably reliable partner. They have never overpromised, and they have always delivered on time. And obviously they've indicated that the numbers that we can expect over the course of the next 6 weeks are about 3.4 million. And of that, 2.8 million will be in July, which was higher than we had previously indicated.
But Labor leader Anthony Albanese says the change of advice over COVID-19 vaccines means Australia's vaccination rollout will continue to be slow. He says the federal government's decision to put so much emphasis on securing and producing the AstraZeneca vaccine is another example of what he says is a botched vaccine rollout.
Put all its eggs in the AstraZeneca basket, and now those chickens are coming home to roost. This is a real problem going forward. Because whilst we don't have an effective rollout of the vaccine, and whilst we don't have effective national quarantine, we'll continue to have breakouts.
The federal government has announced $1 million in funding for a coronavirus public health campaign targeting multicultural communities. Greg Hunt says grants will be made available to those in culturally diverse communities to share COVID-19 vaccine information to boost inoculation rates. From Monday, community groups can apply for a grant from a pool of $1.2 million in funding. Victoria has recorded one new locally acquired coronavirus case as restrictions ease for Melbourne and regional residents. The Department of Health confirmed just one new local COVID-19 infection from a primary close contact of an existing case. This comes as Melburnians are no longer subject to the 25 kilometres travel limit and can enter regional Victoria for the first time in 3 weeks after the state's fourth COVID lockdown. Alan Lee, SBS News.